definitely human.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Definitely Human presents Down.
Might have begun at the bottom of the sea, but there's nothing for us here now. Nothing except oblivion. Still, better this than dry land, eh? You know where you are with the sea. She's a harsh mistress, but fair. You think the sea cares who you are or where you come from? Would the sea ever accuse you of being emotionally distant?
I'm sorry, Captain Charlie. I do not understand the question.
Computer, shut up.
Affirmative, Captain Charlie.
This is DSV Virgil to Mission Control. We've completed a circuit of the pit and have determined that there are no signs of life at this depth. Switching to standby. Over and out. Now, that's more like it. Just me in the darkness. Finally. Peace and quiet.
Charlie! Charlie, my God!
What is it? What's going on?
I saw something. A life form. Unlike anything I've ever encountered.
What? What was so special about it?
Everything! I'm not being hyperbolic here, Captain. It was unlike anything I've ever encountered. I only saw it for a moment, but its entire physical structure was completely alien. It was amazing.
Steven, what's going on in here?
Yeah, why all the shouting?
There's something outside.
I knew it!
What? Is it big? Is it dangerous?
All right, everyone just calm down.
It was big. As big as a man, with a tail so long I couldn't see the end.
So what was it?
I don't know. Perhaps you could place it, but I can't. It might have been a squid or a crab or a jellyfish.
Oh, well, that narrows it down.
Look, I don't know. But whatever it is, we'll have some difficulty securing it with Virgil's manipulators. I don't think they were built for something like this.
Hang on. No one said anything about securing it.
Yeah, you out of your mind. We can't bring something that size on board.
But we have to. That's why we're here. We'd be stupid not to capture a live specimen.
Absolutely, yes. Stephen, where did you see it?
I was in the lounge. It was just outside. But it swam down. We'll have to descend if we're going to catch it. And we'll have to move fast.
Whoa. We're not going anywhere. There's a protocol in place.
Oh, for God's sakes, Charlie. We could be on the verge of something incredible. Pull your head out of your ass, will you?
Fine. This is DSV Virgil to Mission Control. We're resuming descent.
That's a negative, Charlie. We need you to hold your current position for the entirety of the day. Laura was quite specific about that.
Who the hell is this guy? Get me Mentorn.
There isn't a meeting right now. I'm Tony. We've spoken several times.
Listen, Timmy. We've got eyes on what may be an entirely new species here. You can tell Miss Mentorn we're going to secure it for further study.
Our scanners didn't pick anything up.
Well, we've got two real-life human beings down here who say they saw something, and I'm inclined to trust them over your fancy gizmos. I'm taking her down.
But that's not...
Thank you, Charlie.
If you're wrong about this...
We're not.
All right. Manual descent in motion. We're going deeper than any human has ever gone, kids. This is a big moment, so pretend I said something really profound and inspiring.
Attention. 1300 hours. Report.
We're currently in the center of the trench, and things are getting a little cozy. The walls of the pit are much closer here.
It doesn't really look like a trench now, more like a cavity.
So this thing, what are we looking for exactly?
It's difficult to describe. The animal's body was covered in spiral patterns of varying sizes, and it seemed to be emitting a kind of rainbow of light.
Bioluminescence?
Yes, I understand that's not unusual, but I've never seen anything on this scale before. It was quite dazzling.
What else?
I could just make out long, thick limbs and possibly tentacles, but the harder I looked, the less sense it seemed to make.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, as soon as I thought I understood it, it would move just a little and appear to look like something else entirely.
Probably a camouflage mechanism? Some deep-sea creatures create light from their bodies to hunt prey, not unlike Virgil. It sounds like this animal has evolved a way to confuse its predators by using their own light source against them.
It didn't seem afraid of us, though. It was actually approaching Virgil.
Or perhaps we confused it. I doubt many deep-sea animals emit light as powerful as Virgil. Is there anything else you can tell us about its appearance?
I don't know. I can tell you it was beautiful. The way it drifted through the water, like a ghost. It was serene. Almost peaceful.
Ah! Oh, sweet Jesus!
Oh, wow! That's it!
Oh, you think? All right, stay calm, everyone. I'm going to... Oh my god!
Is it attacking the sub?
Charlie, get us out of here!
Stop panicking!
Hi guys, just had Laura on the phone. She's giving me permission to locate life forms.
Oh good!
Thanks, Tony. Everyone, relax. Virgil's built to withstand incredible pressures. I'm sure this life form poses no risk to its exterior.
On that we agree. Now will everyone kindly get back into their positions? We've got a job to do.
Wait. What are you doing, Captain?
What does it look like? I'm turning around. I'm going to corner the little bastard in that crevice there.
No!
What is it? What's wrong?
Well, there's not enough space. We're going to hit the wall.
Have a little faith, son. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't!
Whoa!
That is impressive maneuvering.
Not bad, Charlie.
Ah, these manipulators are clunky as hell. Feels like the Virgils had one too many at the Jolly Sailor.
Well, you've never operated something of this size before, have you? If you had just attended the training seminars...
Got it!
What?
Brilliant.
Oh, my word. You did it. You actually did it.
This is DSV Virgil to Mission Control. We've secured the life form.
Nice work, guys. We look forward to seeing the data you extract from it.
God, look at the thing. It's wonderful.
Wow. It really does look like a ghost.
Or an angel.
All right. I'm placing it in one of the biocontainers.
Wait. Something's happening.
What?
Its light is fading, and it doesn't look like it's moving anymore.
I think it's dead. We killed it.
Oh.
But how?
It looks like we severed its tail somehow.
Fuck!
Typical humans. We discover a new life form, and the first thing we do is kill it.
All right, party's over, folks. Let's all get back to work.
Want to get a closer look at our new friend?
No, my place is here.
Really? You don't want to see the specimen?
I'll just be in the way. You go ahead. I'll see you all at dinner.
All right. Hey, nice work back there.
The biocontainer is automatically transferred to the lab, so there's no heavy lifting required.
Sam, where are you going?
You're not coming to the lab?
No, I'm good. I'll be in the engine room.
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, just a little bummed out.
Well, if you want to talk about it, I'm a very good listener.
Thanks, Doc. Maybe later.
I thought we might play some games tonight. You'll join us?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Great.
As long as there's no Scrabble.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
What about you, Stephen?
Oh, I would very much like to see this life form.
Good man.
All right, Virgil, guess I better take you back up to our original position.
Negative, Captain Charlie. You will remain at the current depth.
Well, it's nice to meet a submarine who knows what she wants. But won't this throw us off our schedule?
Operations will continue as usual. The current depth is sufficient.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
I'm sorry, Captain Charlie. I do not understand the question.
Never mind.
Is to you, strange deep.
sea angel. May you rest in peace.
Wow.
It is astonishing. Completely unlike anything I've ever seen.
It's just a shame it's dead.
I know. But there's still a lot we can learn courtesy of dissection. And I'm sure we'll have plenty more opportunities to get a live specimen. Especially with Captain Dresden at the helm. Did you see the way he steered Virgil past those rocks? Amazing.
Mm.
And the way he worked those manipulators. I can see why Advantage wanted him for the job. We're lucky to have him.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Why?
Look, normally I don't like to talk ill of people, especially behind their backs, but you have a right to know the truth. Advantage didn't hire Charlie because he's a great captain. They hired him because, well, back when he was in his early 20s, he was something of a minor celebrity.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't expecting that.
Yes, I remember. He was on the telly.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Giving deep sea exploration the sexy facelift it so desperately needed.
So how come I haven't heard of him?
Well, his popularity dwindled rather quickly, actually. I think the more people knew about him, the less they liked him. Advantage wants this expedition to be Charlie Dresden's big comeback, in the hopes of drumming up some extra publicity. The truth is, Charlie hasn't been the best at anything for a long time. He was barely making a living in adventure tourism before Advantage offered him the Virgil expedition.
Adventure tourism?
Yeah, that whole gruff sea captain thing. It's a character. There's nothing real about him at all. So when he performs reckless stunts like he did earlier, I personally don't feel like it's a cause for celebration.
Right.
I see.
I just thought you guys should know the situation. We've got to look out for each other down here.
Yes, well, with that said, I think it's time we went and played some games.
Oh, what?
Oh, come on.
You two will have plenty of time to dissect this specimen tomorrow. Today was supposed to be about team building. That hasn't exactly gone to plan so far, and I intend to rectify matters.
All right, all right.
Doctor knows best.
So, what do you have planned, Stephen?
I thought we could start with some Catan and...
Wait, board games?
Well, of course. What other kind is there?
That was Down, Part 5. Written by David Knight. Starring Lexi McDougall as Marion Straker, Matthew Woodcock as Marcus Wilde, Max Upton as Sam Jansen, Peter Davis as Stephen Frame, David Knight as Charlie Dresden, Maximilian John as Tony, and Laura Marshall as Virgil. Music by Jonathan Day. Produced and edited by David Knight. Sound design by Tom Dalling. Down is a Definitely Human production.